begin the crown daven sechtes, but mitzvah daven and blah. Begin the crown on basic tais matzah. Begin the gemara on peirin name of the chalipin, and peirin says also does chalipin not just mapeya ketzah has all hichle baser sher bepara. Tais gears is that you swap the meat of an ox for a cow, which that's definitely peirin. Which Rashi legoris baser, he says you don't have to have the gears of meat of an ox because the sher perchaim, even the living ox and cow, mikunami peirin, they're also called peirin. And therefore, that's the Gemara's question on Nachman. Whether what the Gemara originally is, or Bailam Andashani, whether the Gemara answers of Kolanishim, is either way, is a valid question under Nachman who holds that Peiris cannot make Chalipin from our Mishnah. Where, again, whether according to the Havimina that it's Toma Madbeya, whether according to Maskana that it's Toma Matalan, either way, you see that the Sharim Purim, which are Peiris, according to Rashi, could be acquired by Chalip. So it says the question now is difficult. Because the Mekane, if that's the case, Sahachanam Mistabra. So, when the Gemara says it's logical that actually Koylefiyam Maskanel of Nachman, actually, according to Nachman is not true according to the conclusion. Where Shetarach Leima Yesh Dam Shem Kechalipin, where you have to say that. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the end of the words of the Mishnah, that the Rishon is not talking about Matbeya, which was rejected by Maskana, because according to this raya, it's muchach from the words of the Mishnah that there's a possibility that you can make a kin chalipin meperis. Nachman is going to have to explain that yesh dam shem kechalipin, and according to what the Gemara answers l'shitasa, but it doesn't sound like that from the Gemara when it says that the hachanah mistabra is rejected by Maskana. Void kasha l'rashi, another difficulty in Rashi is the pasuk l'kamon. Is that the Gemara rules later on, or some say it's not really found, it's in Bukhairis, but that Kirish Lakish, so that the Beshik is claiming that Torah. Now, according to that, Lema Tukma Klal, so then it doesn't really work out, Masnitin, because the Kamalan de Peri Abdi Chalipin, that. The peri you cannot do chalipin like Rav Nachman, and so in other words, Rashi in Masechta Bechira is passing like Rish Lakish. Mashiach is coming out tired. So then, how we explain our Mishnah? Because if we passing like Rav Nachman, that there's no kin chalipa peris, so you can't really explain the end of the Mishnah in Kedushin kitz hechlev shor bepar chamar b'shor in any single way, as because of like l'shnuye. Operi nami of the chalipin, and v'liyash damim b'shem kechalipin l'deverashi the pasuk Rish Lakish. So this really comes out that there's really no way of explaining. You can't say that chalipin with peris because, like we're saying, it's like Shidrav Nachman. There's no chalipin with peris. Can't explain yesh dam b'shem kechalipin, knowing that you pay the value of the par b'shar and you're koyin the b'damim to say that all the gezer chachamim. Because Rashi passes like Rish Lakish, the Mashiach is not coming at Torah, and Tzikinik is not coming at all. But the additional question says, Taisa, Duraf Rav Alphas, Mesorah Ken Moedim, Rabbi Nathan, the Riff, and other earlier texts, Garsi, that Gersi is that Uperi, Nami Abdi Chalipin, Ketzad, the Paris also, you could do Chalipin Hauso, Hechlev Basa Shar Bepara, which is the Gersi Taisa brings in the Dibbe Masel. That it is the meat, swapping the meat of an ox for a cow. And so they don't have the gears the way Rashi has it. And Ubishinuya the Chol Hanishim Alekama Basar Shar. Now when the Gemara answers, only the Gemara's Teretz, that they say Chol Hanishim is all the metalin sounds like only according to the Tirz of Gemara, when they're explaining it, when the exchange of a coin, then you have this Gersa. But additionally, the title come on. There's a Brisa later on the Vemzayim and Alf. Okay, says, Peroschim Bekama. This is how much you want to sell for your cow, is Bekach Bekach, you know, this and this amount. And, but they didn't make up exactly. How much? But they say, you know, if the Baal Chamar does Mashiach on the Parah, and the Baal Parah didn't get a chance to do Mashiach on the Chamar until the Chamar died, So the owner of the chamor is not kind of the par. So you see that selling b'kin chalipin and not with the d'mei chamor, because it's a b'prasu b'kama chamor b'kama, and you see, so Tari says tikshul Rav Nachman, they're going to Nachman Dama that he says peri lav de chalipin, that you cannot do chalipin peri, because le'motimayr b'damim, because you can't say there's tovma with dam, because that's explicitly the case that it wasn't with dam. According to this Rashi, the term par that alive are considered like pears, says difficult. According to Rav Nachman, that holds the pears, you cannot do chalipin. But on that point, says Taizamil, the pears should be in the tam. The chalipin, shab b'shana, kani l'kulam. Everyone holds that when you're swapping something for the same value of something else, that everyone would agree that works. I feel the pear even peri. So also shabba b'raisa, the b'samach. So then, okay, so then the b'raisa is not so difficult, because you could say it was chalipin shabba b'shabba. That wouldn't be a steer to Rav Nachman. But since there's some older questions, the near it seemed not like Rashi. The Shara Parah Chayim, that a living ox and cow that are alive have a kli chashuv, considered a significant vessel, not as a peri. Lefish mishdamish behem litoin, because you use it to carry masai, loads, balachash, and to plow with it. And so therefore, that's why it could work as chalipin. And the whole Gemara's question, the Shittas, was only according to what the Gemara understood, that the ratio was talking about chalipin of the matbeya, and memela the olamay the shani. What the Gemara answers, kol anishim also shapa for Rav Nachman is going to make sense even according to Rav Nachman. But leparach le Rav Nachman, the only question Rav Nachman was, they'll feel madisakadai dech beikara, only what the Gemara originally understood. The mean that it says a peri name of the chalipin. That you could do chalipin also. That's what the difficulty was. The shita say, then you have to explain that yesh dam is like chalipin. Now, so this says is the time we begin to say l'shani. That why doesn't the Gemara answer that Rav Nachman yitaretz that Rav Nachman will answer kolanishim, which kamei shahu l'fi emes, which is really the truth, like the maskan Gemara, and not b'kolanasa. So, and that's what it says. What you could say is, the Mustama Le'athagri of Nachman al-Rava Levi, we presume that he wasn't going to disagree with them, who they have machlekes regarding Matbeya Nasa Chalipin or not. I have to explain the Mishnah Kol HaNasa is B'Matbeya. So it comes up from that word that Peiris Nasa Chalipin, whether you hold Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, you have to explain that from Kol HaNishim. So the Mashmah's Mishnah is that it's come to exclude Matbeya, it's not B'Kachal and Kol HaNishim. But those who disagree and hold my peya, not chalipin, you have to explain that because it's not disagreeing only my peya, but my peya sounds like that, not chalipin. If that's the case, you have to explain the mission in a way that that Allah peya is not chalipin. So if that's the case, both Rav and Levi, that are the early Maram, they would have to say that Mishnah Bukala Nasa, and to explain that peya is not chalipin. It wouldn't be logical that the Gemara of Nachman would disagree to Maram to explain the Mishnah only by Bakala Nisha. They were early ones. The matbeim, matbeim as chalipin. What was it that you could do chalipin with matbeim? So you have to explain kalanas. The chal hanisha mashma lemaute matbeim, because that would sound like it's excluding matbeim. So chalem le today, you have to say according to him a peri name of the chalipin and mandam in nasa, in the chalik kiim be matbeim. But the peri is berzek. So therefore, that's why the Gemara did not want to explain that it's only be kalanishim because that would sound like he's disagreeing with Rabban Levi. It says not to begin the Gemara Lem Nachman, the Meperi, love the Chalipin. So my Ketzah. So the Gemara is asking, how could you explain if Nachman is safe with the Mishnah, Ketzah Hechalif Shabbapara, since he can't explain by Kinder Chalipin, because of the Shita Asai, Paris cannot be made with Chalipin. So it says, we're going to say, well, the Paris should be in the Tam, which is brought later on the Rem Zayin, and Alfie Maskel Gula, and we just referenced before, look me Chalipin Shav B'Shava. Why don't you just explain that that you could swap what's equivalent for something else, which it says according to old opinions works. If that's the case, so why doesn't the Gemara want to answer the Kuntav Nachman? The Sefer the Mishnah is talking about Chalipin Shav B'Shava, that would help even by pairs. And the same thing is Gamar Shlokish. Amai, when the Gemara says Shul Da'akocha, Gav Shesh Yisraeli, why? We'll look at B'Shav B'Shava, which would work according to everyone. Sometimes we can say it's not because Dumi Dereisha, it sounds like that it should be similar to the case of the Reisha, the Chalanishim, where the Mairi Bechalipin, Kli Bekli, Oi, Kolanasa, Laman Do Amar, Nasa Chalipin, The Mayor Be'in Shabbat B'Shabbat, those are all talking about when it's not the equal amount. So Hadin Seifa, Techlib Shabbat Para, Mayor Be'in Shabbat, the Gemara is assuming he's also talking about when it's not equal to the same amount. Now, Umil Amad Da'am, according to when it says, Ima Be'in Nasachalipin, that Imabeya cannot be used for Chalipin, you cannot say that, in other words, even Rabbeinu Tam, I was only regarding the Rav Nachman of Sheshes. That's what he's saying, that B'Shav would work according to all opinions. But B'Matpeya, according to those who hold that you cannot make Chalipin, it would seem that even in that type of situation, that the Chalipin Shav B'Shav, that Kinnah Chalipin would not work by Matpeya. And Tesla proves this point. Because that would be the case. So my parach, so what's the Gemara's question from this mission and Kedushin that we call Nasa Damim Ba'achar, and also that the Maisa B'Samach that the Gemara brings shortly that to prove that Matpeya Nasa Chalipin, that you can make Chalipin out of the coins? What do you mean? Tuma Ari Rishav B'Shavah. Maybe it's Tuma when it's equal amount. And of course that's why it's going to work. And El Nami, you said previously also, my Hotzach L'Shnuye, what do you have to answer? But is Hashav B'Shavahu. But it's equal, because the Mishum Trisis Ayaser, as I explained, because the extra Trisis, the Miki and Hashav B'Shavah, it's not called when it's not the same. Elhech Hashav Mekach Shavah Ketzlaim Hamas. It's only like when the purchasing item is like double the amount of money. Does them El Chalipin, and similar to like what Chalipin is. So Levadai Kra, then so rather obviously says Taisis that this pasuk, which as brought later on the Mamzayin Mabez, the Miyat Lashab Lapeiri Asi, that's only coming for Peiri, but that wouldn't be the Mandama, that wouldn't be working with the coins. Then says, but I'm going to say Lamandama, according to one who holds Bein Mabeya Ois Chalipin, so Kra Lamay Asa, so then. What exactly is the pasuk Al Tamur coming to tell you? So because there's no need to learn that Chalip Shav B'Shava, because even when it's not Shav B'Shava, the Chalipin works. It says Taisus that Yeshlam, you could say the Asl Rab is Meroika, which is a pasuk in Rus. Idavish Ein Mesuyim, or something which is not distinct. Yeah, Meroika is a type of a date seed which is not significant, so that it's not affected by Kinyu Sudur. Well, like a half a knot or something like that, which the Gemara excludes. And Hechad Abishav B'Shava, where even the same amount, Matin L'Kamon, Matras Chalib, the Gemara says later on Daf Mem Zayin Aleph, that will be excluded from the Chalipin. Or Inam, you could say, the Levi D'Amar L'Kamon, that he holds B'Kelab Shav Makna, that the Chalipin is done with the vessels of the Makna. So as the pasuk is coming to tell you the imur shav b'shav, if it's an equal amount, after the kelim shal kainim, that even then, if you use the kelim the kain, it's going to work. In that type of case, the kain of chalipin. Next test, matzah begins gemara yesh dam shem kechalipin. So if Nachman explains the sefer in the Mishnah that says ketz hechlev shav b'par is talking about king of damim, which talacha is like chalipin that's effective in a situation where they agreed to him on the selling of the para, and then afterwards he agrees for the exchange. The cow, the ox that's worth the monies as a tumor for the par. So there's Taisus that to explain that the intent is that he's going to give him the ox and he's going to pardon him the money, and the makni the hube mechilas adam, and the kin is happening with the pardoning of the money, and that's how the kinyan is happening with this hano of the mechila of the dam of the shire, which considered like giving of the money to another selling the cow. Because I've got the Kedushin, the Lothigmar says in Kedushin, as the bird of the above Ahmed Bey's, Hamakadish Bemilva in Mekadeshas. Someone does a Kedushin, meaning it is asking a question, even though we know that if you do a Kedushin word alone, it's not Mekadeshas. Ubemechel Ekana, and it's not kind of either way to sail. Hain the Kikicha Ekana Hachavitz, that's when you're doing the Kedushin or the acquisition of the object, Bemais Shechaibla, with the money that's owed. Which you're not giving anything. Our kiddush ikana, but if you do the kiddushin or the kind b'hanos mechilas malva with the pleasure of the pardoning of the loan, that mayo that actually is effective. K'may arvach lazimna, like the case of, well, I'll give you more time, or dabalech l'shulten, or I'll speak to the government for you, which that hanah is considered as in the sinus mammon, the recreate kiddushin, And that's the same thing over here that's going to create the chalipa.